Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Makeisha Clayton Lee. I just want to first always start off saying thank each and every listener who continues to listen to me, continue to support the show. I appreciate you leaving your comments. I appreciate you going back to listen to all prior episodes. They are archived from today's show all the way back into the first show that the Duffin Girl had. Also, you know, we're also on Google Play. We're on Spotify. And we're on a couple more podcast outlets, so you can go back and check out them on either those platforms, or you can come back to this platform to check out the shows. But again, thank you so much. Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear and a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. You know, this platform is a solution base, so we're here to bring solution and bring network and pull people together. So our goal is when you support a small business, you support a dream. That is our quote for this year. I mean, this couple of months that we've been feeding on, again, is when you support a small business, you support a dream. And this was an anonymous quote that I found, and I saw how important that is. Somebody sat and thought about this, a vision and a dream, and now here we are supporting and pouring into that. So relevant to us. You know, our 2021 vision should be that we become better versions of ourselves. So every day we should be becoming better versions of ourselves. We should not be the same as yesterday. We should be going from glory to glory each day, learning something new, developing something new, growing something new, producing something new. So that should be our 2021 goal and see the fruit that comes from that. So, you know, for June, we've been doing business owners, small business. I've been having different people, small businesses from different industries. They come on the air and they're sharing their mission. They're sharing their vision. They're sharing their products and services. So as we have these opportunities that we can pour into these small businesses and pour into our local communities and groups. And so this is the purpose of these episodes that we've been having from May and June. And it looks like we're continuing it into July. Woo-hoo! So, you know, I always like to start off with statistics because I'm a data queen and I like data. So on Fool.com, the U.S. statistics on women in small business, the data source was from American Express 2019 State of Women-Owned Businesses report. It basically says that it's 12,943,343 women. That is 100% women-owned business. I mean, that is just amazing to me. And they broke out all the different nationalities as a woman, how each nationality business, how we're in the business world. And that is just so phenomenal to me because I know as a woman, we have multiple roles. If you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a sister, all these different roles that we carry, but we also have an important role in this business world. So that is so amazing to me. So, you know, since I have this amazing statistic, so I have to follow up with my amazing person that I'm going to have on the show today. So I'm just going to read a little bit of information from her bio, and then I'll bring her on air. Her name is LaCrystal Jones. She was born in Thompsonville, Georgia, to her pastor Leroy and Gussie Hunter. Now, you know that's the South, Gussie Hunter. Because her father was military, LaCrystal has lived in places such as Kansas and Hawaii. That's amazing. She's married to Ratavis Jones. She has four children, and she resides in Brunswick. LaCrystal has received 3 degrees. Girl is smart as a whip. Her first degree is Bachelor's of Art in English from Albany State University. Her second is a Master of English Education from ASU. And her last is with an education specialist in teaching and learning from Valdosta State University. This is the important part to me that I love. In addition to teaching, LaCrystal is also a contributing writer from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now, you know we all love that book. Those books bring some healing. You could just sit back and just on a rainy day and just enjoy that. While she was published in the last edition, Be You. Crystal, that is amazing. I'm so excited for you. She's also a test question and answer diversity consultant with ACT Teaching Company. Look at her. She is moving and shaking. LaCrystal is a proud member of the Brunswick Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Phi Sorority. Girl, I got to tell you something about that one too, honey. And incorporated in Bethel Evangelist Community Church. Her hobbies include serving in her community with varieties, free tutoring, mentoring, LaCrystal, I'm about to bring y'all. Her scripture, this one, I told her we were going to pray before we got on air. Girl, we were talking so much, I forgot to pray. But honey, this is going to set it off right here. Her favorite scriptures and words to live by comes from Matthew 6 and 33. That should be all our scriptures. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Now, Miss Crystal, I'm bringing you on air so we can chop it up, girl. Woo, girl, you got all these diamonds in your bio, girl. What's going on, Miss Crystal? What are you talking
there? I am here. How you doing?
I want to just scream. I am so good. You have all these amazing accolades in your bio. Like, you are one smart cookie. You contribute to the statistics of all women business. I see it in multiple ways with your writing, chicken noodle soup for the soul. You know I'm hungry, right? I mean, I just see in all these different aspects that you really are something special. You really are.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you so much for blessing the dumping ground with your presence and talking about your business and how we can connect and how we can just help you, just what we need to do as a community to help you and your business. So let's just kind of, I'll give you a little minute to kind of solidly think about some things. How did you come up with this idea, girl? Because, you know, people, like I was telling you off air, my sister was like, where she was when I was in school. So how did you come up with the name of your business is a word Jones, right? What is the name? I'm sorry. Did I miss
it? Yes, that's it.
Hey, mm-hmm. Yes. So how did you come up with this concept? Like, what brought you to this? And what brought you to writing? Because in English, in degree in English, like, girl, all right, of all things, our native language that we speak every day. Like, tell me more. I'm so excited.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on here. I love this whole platform, and I appreciate it so much. But as far as writing is concerned, I've always been a writer. Even when I was in high school, my parents were going to college when I was in high school, and they were working. So they would come home, and they'd be like, you know, Crystal, I need you to do this for me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, we didn't have computers back then. It was a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, when you're typing on a typewriter, you learn not to make too many mistakes.
Yeah.
And so I would type papers. And, I mean, I just love to read. I love to write. And people would always tell me, you should be doing something else. You should be doing something else. But, you know, what I have learned is that nothing happens in our time. It's all in God's time.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what anybody else said, you know, I continue to teach. I continue to pour into students. And during the pandemic, my husband was always telling me, he's a business owner as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always tell me, you need to start a business. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And so eventually I said, okay, what can I do? You know, I wasn't thinking about writing. I was thinking, let me just find something fun to do. So
mm-hmm.
I started making candles and wax melt warmers. Let me tell you something. I got about $500 worth of candle stuff somewhere in a closet somewhere because I got tired of doing it. You know, when you do something that you don't love and you're not passionate about, you just get tired of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I said, well, okay, go back to the drawing board. So I knew that I loved to write. I knew that I loved to read. So I said, well, let me do something with the writing. And, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul had just come out. I submitted something. Let me tell you something. One day I sat down and I said, let me just write. And wow. I wrote it, submitted it. And, you know, I forgot all about it because, you know, it was kind of insignificant for me. It was just a little test to put feelers out. And I got an email saying, your essay has been selected. I'm like, wait, what? What just happened? And, I mean, I sat down. It was literally about 10 minutes that I typed it up and, you know, forgot about it. But, you know, and so that pushed me into starting something. I said, well, what can I do with writing? So I said, well, you know, I can write. I can edit. I can look at a paper. I can edit it. I can tell you if you got too many spaces, if your font is too big, just by looking at it, you know.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I got on the phone with my sister, my sorority sister, April Davis, and we were tossing back and forth names. And I said, what do you think about a writing Jones? And she was like, well, what about a word Jones? And I was like, that's it. That's it. And
that
so
April
that's how
something
word Jones, she is. She is.
She
amazing.
Is something special, too. I love April. April, I'm going to tell you, April has such a uniqueness in her. When we were talking, it was like she got something special with Utopia View. I mean, like, she got something good on her hands, too. So I'm just, like I said, she sent me a list of people that she had already reached out to. She's like, Makisha, these are the people I want you to talk to. And you were, like, the first person on the list. I was like, you know, when I started doing business again, I was like, yeah, let me pull up this list. And I reached back out to April. I was like, hey, are these people still excited? She was like, yes, they're excited. I'm about to schedule these ladies, honey. So I'm so excited for you. Like, so I'm asking everybody who comes on the show who has a business, do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? You know, especially with social media out and all these different people have businesses and everybody's looking for likes and all these different things. But do you believe that there's some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Do you believe that?
I do. Now, I don't know what it is, but I believe there is one. You know what? I have found that I'm a very introverted person. Like, you're not going to find me being a life of the party. That's not me. But what I found is that people really do spend a lot of time on social media and they take it really seriously. And so I was talking to another one of my sorority sisters and she was like, girl, you've got to be more present on social media. And, you know, that's a thing for me because I try not to do too much social media.
Yeah.
But I'm finding that in these days, you know, these days and times, you have to have a social media presence.
That's true. And then, too, what I like about what you said is I think the number one formula is your scripture, because I feel like when you put God first in everything else is going to be added on to you. Like, you're going to have something different and unique from somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they have for them. And what you got is for you, and you don't have to run in their lane. You're
right.
Just running your lane at your own speed. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, if we all had the same pattern and formula, we all would be rich or whatever. But I think the uniqueness is that we don't, right? That we all have our own set tone to make whatever we have successful. So I just like to see how everybody's – it's just like a trip-up question, just to kind of see – what you think, but I see you have a good, you got the first thing that's first. When you put God first,
that's right.
I don't have to worry about nothing else. So what's your most satisfying moment in this business? Like when you got your email for your being accepted in Chicken Soup for the Soul? What's your most exciting moment in this business for you?
You know, the funny thing is I don't really get excited about the accolades, the chicken coop for the soul. I don't, you know, for me, it's a gift. It's nothing that I sat down and worked hard on. You know, you have to give all glory to God because there's people that can't put a sentence together. And here I am writing this whole article in 10 minutes. And so I can't take any of the credit for it. But what really is the most exciting part of it for me is just helping other people because people really do struggle in this area. But
me,
I have to say, well, you're not alone.
I struggle with content. I have to have my daughter. She graduated from college April the 25th, and I struggle. Like, I have the gift of gab, right? I can talk to a stranger. I'm not an introvert. I'm a social butterfly. Like, I can talk to anybody, don't matter what your caliber is. But you telling me, Makisha, come and write this information down. I'm just like, who?
Me?
I constantly rewrite things because I'm so insecure with that. You know what I'm saying? And you have this amazing gift that you just sit down and you just write it and it's come natural to you. Like, I wish I just had an iota, like an ounce of that. I don't even have to have to the degree. And I guess me practicing can make me better, but I literally freak out when I have to write stuff. Literally, I have to go do so much research. Like, I'm a research fanatic. It's sickening. But it's the truth. But confession is good for the soul. You know that, right? So I have to really, really just focus when it come down to writing. But you tell me to go speak, I'll do the research and I'm ready to do it. But that writing piece, honey, one thing you're going to start seeing me look for is me, because I'm going to need help. I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Listen, I got you.
I just don't understand. You know, like, you know, I try to make it sound, my soul to be like, no, mom, don't say it like this, say it like that. I'll be like, dang. And I've been out of school for years, you know what I'm saying? And it's not an excuse. It's just when you out of practice, right? And even when in school, I never did good with papers. I never wrote good papers, ever. So when I was talking to my sister, and we were like, and I was telling her that you were going to be on the show, she was like, yo, we could have been having A's in our papers. I was like, yes. I'm like, I feel like I need to go back and redo it and send it back there. I'm just so excited that I had April has connected us to so I can get some assistance. I need help. I truly need help. So tell me, like, what the services and products that you provide. I know you say you do edits, you help with for people write books, you pre-proof books, you edit books, like what services do you provide?
I do editing, scholarship essay editing. I helped one girl, I think she made a couple $1,000s on scholarships that I helped her write, helped her edit. So, you know, I have to sit down and make sure that she's writing on the right topic. And then if they veer off topic, you have to get them back and make sure that they are writing about specifically what that scholarship is asking for. And a lot of people sleep on these scholarship applications, but there's a lot of money out there.
True.
But
you're right.
I do that. I help college students edit their essays. I do poetry editing, speech editing.
Oh my God. I do
novel editing as well. So it's really nothing that I, well, let me rephrase that. Now, we're talking about editing,
but
content as far as, like, if you bring me a science paper, I can edit it for grammar, but now I can't tell you if your facts are right or wrong.
Gotcha.
Now, I can't help you with that. You're going to fail that paper if you're looking for me to check for facts. Okay, but the grammar and all of that I can do.
Oh my goodness. I think that is so cool. Now, the good thing that I, that part that you said in your bio that you like, you and for tutoring and mentoring teenagers? So do you, like, are you affiliated with any other nonprofits that tutors and mentor young ladies, or do you have your own nonprofit, or is this a part of your brand which you have? Like, so what are you doing with that?
Right now, it's just a select group of girls that I'm in contact with, like I teach. Oh. If I see, you know, wait a minute, she might be going down, you know, a direction that she doesn't need to be, then I'll grab her, mentor these girls like that. But then also we're looking to do some things with our sorority, Delta Sigma Theta. And so that's something that I do want to bring to our sorority. And because they, of course, already do mentoring.
Right.
But, you know, you want to add on to what they're already doing so wonderfully.
So listen to this. So I was going to tell you about your sorority. I have a young lady. Her name is Robin Kennard. She just got married. She creates paraphernalia for sorority. She makes, like, the paddles for the and I will share that information with you because she's a local small business too, and I've been knowing her for almost 10 years. And when you see her designs and her creativity for all these different paddles and different things that she created for her for people, she's on SCs too, and you would see, girl, you guys will go crazy. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, that is a great connection. Oh, look at God. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
So she makes these amazing, like, paddles and different things. You know how you guys, like, all these, you know, with your elephants. I mean, she's good. So I'm going to connect you to her so you guys can kind of, like, coordinate. You know, I know you and April, I know April just crossed the line, right, like a couple of months ago, right?
She is my line sister.
Mm-hmm. See, I know
you
are. Yes, ma'am. So, yes, I'm definitely going to, I talked to her and she was telling me about her success and all that good stuff. So, yeah, so I'm definitely going to connect you guys. So this is just... So amazing to me. So how can people connect with your business if they're trying to get their paper edited or essays edited or help with scholarships or their books or whatever that they need from your business? So how can they get connected with you?
The best way to reach me is through Facebook. It's A Word Jones. Just type that in and it'll pop right up. I'm also on Instagram. It's A_Word_Jones. Now I'm not on Instagram as much as I need to be. Uh-huh. So I'm going to try and revamp that and get on Instagram a little more on my business page. But those are the two ways, because I have to, when someone needs something edited, I have to see it.
Yes,
so if they send me a message, then I can send them my email address, or, you know, whatever they need for me to look at.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, this is needed, right? And I think you, with the candle thing, you have April. April is the genius with this, right? That's the gift that God gave her. She knows how to put products together and make it happen. Like, that's her genius.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, you said you tried. You was like, this is not for me. But the amazing part that I like, that you took the gift that God gave you and you made something out of it. Because he said your gifts will make room for you, right?
That's right.
This is a gift that you have that is going to make room for you, and it's going to help other people like myself who can't put stuff together. Around you to make them better, you know what I'm saying? And you could give us tips on how, like, on your page, like how we can practice and different things and stuff like that. So I can speak.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so
I love it.
Yes. So help us out, because I need help. I'm just because I'm forever writing stuff, and now, especially now that I have this platform, I have to make sure that it makes sense and I don't look like I'm stupid, right? So, yes, if you could just you know, give some tips like this is what you do and this is what you use and all that good stuff, then I could be checking you out and stuff like that and supporting your business and helping you and all that stuff. And we iron sharpens iron, right? So
it does.
I'm just super excited for you. I'm excited that you are walking in your gifting and things that you're excited about, and that's going to bring you joy and that's going to help people along the way. I'm just excited for you. And I look forward
Thank
to
you.
See what I'm going to be surprised you write in your own portrait book, or you know what I'm saying? Because you got it, right? It ain't gonna take you like me trying to write a book. You know what I'm saying? You could just sit down and put some, you know what I'm saying, put poetry together, put book together or something like that, because it's your gift. And I think that's your next business model. Write some books, some mentor girls. You like mentoring. You like pouring into them. So that's your next to do. And I'm sorry, I'm just giving you all these different business models.
I receive it.
But that's revenue. That's passive income, right? That's money that you know, along with you, you know, you already like to go to school and teach these babies. So this is just adding on. So one day you'd be like, you know what, Mr. Schoolhouse, I don't need you anymore. I have all these different passive incomes that God is providing, and I'm going to give you a nice notice. So I just look forward to see what else your future has for you, because it looks bright.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. And listen, when you are ready to write your book, call
book?
Me. I got you.
Girl.
I got you.
They're going to take us a whole year to get that together, because like I said, I can talk. Listen, LaCrystal, I can talk. You may have to write it down, and I have to pay you extra.
Listen, you talk, and I'll write, and we'll make it happen.
That's what we're going to have to do, because you're going to tell me Makisha has to go write it, girl. It's going to be a three-page. You're just going to have big fun. Well, thank you so much for blessing the dumping ground with your presence. I know I talked a lot, but I appreciate you. Just let me be me and you being you. And again, I'm excited for your success. For you having your article in the Chicken Soup for the Soul. That's just the beginning. You're going to have more. Be you. And what's be you about? Tell me a little bit about that. I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you about that.
Well, it was a collection of stories about women just overcoming different obstacles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to have to email you and I'm going to send you a book. So that you can read that.
Okay.
I sure will. I got you.
You are the bomb. I'm telling you. It's something amazing about you. And I'm pretty excited that we crossed paths. And like I said, I know your gift is definitely going to make room for you, because I see where your heart is and you pouring into these kids and mentoring. And man, it takes a special person to do all those different things. So I just look forward to keep in contact with you, and that we just grow together, man. Let's just build each other up and grow together, man. So
right.
Do you have anything else?
You.
Oh, thank you. I'm telling you, you blessed my soul today. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to say, Ms. LaCrystal? And your mama name, Gussie Girl. Now, you know that's from the South. Honey, my mom name is Willa May. So when and her sister name is Gussie. So when I saw that,
really?
I said, ooh, yes. So I knew that was a straight South. They were straight from the South, girl. I was like, yes, ma'am. I know exactly what you talked about. So, well, again, thank you so much. You have anything else you want to say?
I do want to say one thing.
Yes.
Award Jones I'm talking about we, like it's more than me, but I received it. I did give out my first scholarship. Listen, I started this business in February of this year. And I was able to give out my first scholarship to a high school senior going to Clark Atlanta. So I'm proud of her. And so I'm just looking forward to next year giving more and continuing on the scholarship trend. I just want all businesses, you know, there's a lot of people Some make more money than others, but we can all chip out something to give to these kids. If they don't want to go to college, that's fine, because college isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
But we can all chip out a little something, $50, $100 to these kids when they graduate from high school, because they deserve a little bit of a start.
That is so
true.
No, that's
true.
Listen. No, that's okay, because you're going to get back on that soapbox. That is true facts, because I remember growing up, we came from places that our parents couldn't do that. So you should want to sow seeds in that next generation to make them better. You know what I'm saying? And if it's $25, that's $25 they may not have or whatever.
That's right.
And if 10 people put $25 together, the small pieces can make something big. So that's why, and you don't despise, the Bible said don't despise small beginnings. So, you know, that's a good thing. And I did not know, and I'm sorry because I ran my mouth the entire time, that you just started your business in February. And here you go. First of all, giving out a scholarship. Then got an essay. So what's next for you? What's next?
You know what? Listen, the Lord will drop into me whatever it is that he will have for me to do. And I have learned to be obedient. It's all about obedience. You can fight it. You're going to do what the Lord says, no matter if you want to or not. So why don't you just do it willingly?
That is so dope. Man, from February to now, you already gave a scholarship. See, that is just, like I said, that is so inspiring. And I'm so excited for this, to see your next level of your success. And just keep pouring into our young people. Keep mentoring our teenage girls. Keep making a generation better. Because people like you, they come a dime a dozen, and I feel like you have something that you're going to help make this generation better. So keep doing what you're doing, sweetie. I'm just super excited to know who you are and that you're out there making a difference. Woo-hoo! And brown
and likewise.
Well, it's been so great talking to you, LaCrystal. You are so sweet, and I just look forward to, again, I can't stop. And you live in Hawaii? In Kansas?
I did.
You're just too fancy. Man, do you know how it's, what, like aloha or what is, do they, oh my gosh. So
it is. Listen, that's about all I remember. But,
That is amazing. That is, and how do you say your husband's name? Rustavius. Okay. Nice. Awesome. And
but
you have four
call
kids.
Rusty.
Okay. And you have, do you have two girls, two boys, or two, how's your setup?
No, we have three boys and my daughter who is six, and oh my gosh, she's a little version of me, but she's like me already. And I'm like, girl, please sit down.
Oh my gosh. So you got three boys and one girl. So she's the princess of the bunch. Yes.
And she believes that too.
Of course she is. She should believe it. Yes. She's the princess of the bunch. Definitely, mama. She needs to know.
Yes,
well,
goodness.
It's been so amazing talking to you. And like I said, we're going to keep in contact. And I thank April so much for linking us up. And
absolutely.
I come to Brunswick. I know her little self then moved on to Jacksonville, Florida, but that's okay. That's okay. It's still like an hour drive. We can still get some time, some girl time, and we could just all sit and just enjoy each other and fully ground up. That's all I want. That's all I want to do, and just keep building our communities.
Absolutely.
But Crystal, it's been great talking to you. If you have anything else you want to say?
I do not. I just thank you. I thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Well, you have a blessed night, and we will talk again.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Have a great night.
Thanks. You, too.
All right, Thumb the Ground family, that was for Crystal Jones. Thank you so much, LaCrystal. It was great talking to you and Award Jones. Check her out. She's on Facebook. @awordjones. She's on Instagram, @word_word_jones. And she can edit your books. She can edit your essays. She can help your kids with their essays for a scholarship. You know, it's that scholarship time of the year, and you want to make sure your kids get these amazing scholarships. Why would you not want to reach out to a teacher who teaches English, who knows the grammar and knows how to put things together so your kids can definitely excel into the next level? So, Mr. Crystal, you are the bomb, and thank you so much for going to school and getting your English degree, because, honey, I don't know if I could have done that. I was definitely not my calling, but that's your calling, and we're so blessed and so grateful to have you. Until next time, Dumpling Family, I will talk to you next Tuesday. Have a blessed night.